Very good morning as you begin your footy weekend on 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues. This show every week is brought to you by the official WA Network supporter group of the Carlton Football Club, the WA Blues. Your hosts today are myself, Chris Brownie, joined today by Craig Icon Visi Park Bradford. As always on the program, we look at all AFL and Blues news and review the remaining AFL round, including our tips. Special guest live interview today is Blues defender Nick Newman. Kate Jezelenko joins us for Kate's Plate, a dish best served cold. We cross live to the Hyphen, David Rees-Jones, for the much-anticipated The Shirt Front. We provide information on WA Blues supporter events, the weekly whack, and anything else in footy that we can squeeze right into the hour. But first, Craig, this show wouldn't be able to go ahead without our loyal sponsors.
No, we'd like to thank WA Blues' major sponsor, Hyundai WA, Platinum sponsors Allmark and Associates, Master Picture Framers, and the Carlton Football Club home in WA, the Empire, at 220 Great Eastern Highway in Lathalane. And a real special thank you to Barbaro Butchers for their season raffle participation.
Thanks for that, Craig. Well, it's net time now. We need to bring in our good friend Kate Jezelenko for her segment Kate's Plate. But first, morning, Kate. How are you this morning in Melbourne? Hello, Kate.
Are you there, Kate?
Hello, Kate.
Kate, where are you, Kate? You've gone missing.
Kate, are you with us? Oh, Craig, look, I'll have to try and get her back on the line. If you would like to please go into the AFL news, that'd be great.
Mate, that's too easy. Obviously, we've lost the Ukrainian sniper. Okay, the fixtures for round 9 and 12 was released by the AFL last Monday. There will be roughly about 20 days straight of football, which includes 33 games jammed into those four rounds. There will be double headers on Friday night, round 9, Wednesday and Thursday night in round 10, and then again on Monday night, round 11. The Blues play on the following Friday, the 31st of July, versus Hawthorn at Optus Stadium, which hopefully we can get tickets and go see. Then we have a bye in round 10. Round 11, we versus West Coast at Optus Stadium. And then round 12, we'll be versus a Fremantle again at Optus Stadium. So hopefully a couple of busy days there. The AFL will work through options to hastily reschedule two North Melbourne matches planned for Tasmania in August after the state's decision to keep borders closed to most of Australia. Tasmanian Premier announced on Friday the state would open its borders on August 17, but only to South Australia, Northern Territory and Western Australia. The Kangaroos were set to host Melbourne and Brisbane at Hobart Bloodstone Arena on August 9 and 15 after playing in Queensland before that. Yesterday, AFL boss Gil McLachlan announced that matches will be staged in Cairns. Three AFL Premiership games will be played at Cazales Stadium and two clubs will relocate to Cairns temporarily with strict quarantine protocols.
Okay, Craig, I seem to have Kate back online. Kate, are you with us now?
I am.
Hello, Kate, how are you?
We've got you.
Good.
That's good.
I think you guys forgot to push the button.
Oh, look, it's Chris's fault. He's just an amateur.
I've still got L plates on here.
That's all right.
How are you going? Yeah, very well. But firstly, how are you and the family down there in Melbourne, Kate?
We're good. We're just in lockdown. We're waiting to go into stage 4. I think it's going to move into stage 4 lockdowns, which I don't know what that means, but the numbers seem to just be climbing and the people dying is climbing every day, which is shocking. And it's a bit of a scary time. It's the unknown, I guess.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, we're seeing it from afar. And we're both Victorians, Craig and myself.
Yep.
And I've still got my parents there and my children there in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I take a keen interest in it. Yeah. And what I don't like and I keep seeing and hearing is that it's in the aged care facilities now, so I think there's going to be...
Oh, no, it's shocking.
It's going to get worse and worse, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, but you, everyone out there, especially in Melbourne, look after yourselves and make sure you follow. Wear a mask if you're outside and don't go outside if you don't need to.
Absolutely. I think that's what they've been trying to push, but a lot of people are breaking the rules, which is just crazy. People are trying to get through the borders and do all sorts of things, and I just find it ridiculous. People are saying it's just a flu, and I think they've got to start taking it seriously. I mean, and unfortunately, until they lose someone,
that's it.
They won't take it as seriously as what it actually is, so...
Yeah, wake up to yourself, Melburnians. Wake up to yourself.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. COVID is real.
Yeah. All right, Kate. So who are we dishing up today on Kate's plate?
On my plate today, I'm dishing up to the Adelaide Crows.
Ooh.
In the past, if it were the Blues, Demons, Bulldogs, or any other club that were playing so miserably, yet consistently leaving a class player out of their team, they would be accused of tanking. Once again, the winless Crows have left out classy former Blue Bryce Gibbs. Their coach, Matthew Nix, has confirmed Bryce will not make the final side again, yet in the same breath says he's in the squad, same as last week, he's pushing for a spot. Seriously. If a fit Bryce Gibbs is in a squad and pushing for selection at a winless club with a percentage of just 55, whilst a woefully out of form, Taylor Walker continues to get a gig, that surely continues to say a lot about the purple circle culture that remains within the walls of that environment. No wonder they all want out of that club. Maybe that crackpot Kane is on something with this club. Now please excuse me while I wash my mouth out with soap. Madeline, you didn't eat your peas or finish your meat, so no putting you on Kate's plate today.
I find it disgusting, disgraceful.
Oh, look, I don't know how he can't get a game. I mean, he can't have gone backwards that quickly after leaving the Blues.
No,
I mean,
he's a champion.
I totally agree. I mean, surely he should be playing in the guts there, or even off a half-back flank to try to direct the kids that they have in Adelaide at the moment. I mean,
I'm not entirely sure what happened, went down with his camp thing. I've read a few things about it. It seems they're in the total shemozzle.
Yeah, I read that article by Sam McClure. It just doesn't sound too good.
It just sounds crazy, but I just don't know what they'd put. He's a class act for us, Gibbs, and I don't know why they would have just placed him in the team. I mean, you can't get that kind of experience and class from everyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, considering how hard they chased him and wanted him, they got him. Now they don't want to play him. Maybe you should come back and don that navy blue jumper. We had this discussion last week with Chris, and I said I'd love him back on the halfback flank.
Yeah, well, maybe they're just holding him off for good trade bait. Who knows?
I think he might. I love him. He was great for us, but he's going to be 32 at the start of next season.
I'd still take him back.
Anyway, okay, all right.
So would I.
You would
too?
Okay.
Now, just a quick question, Kate. I see you've got a couple of new additions to the family, I see.
Oh, one little new one, a little rabbit we got yesterday.
Yes.
Six-week-old rabbit.
I actually think, like you said, I think you might be more in love with him, the rabbit, than what the kids are.
I am. Left with me last night in the little crook of my arm. It's so cute. I'm so in love. I can't put it down.
You might be getting clucky again.
Huh?
Getting clucky?
That's what Trent said. I said, no chance. A bunny's a little bit different to a baby.
Yes, I know.
Kate, how's the boy? He was a bit ill. Is he all okay now?
Yeah, he's all good. He had to get tested and came back negative, which is fantastic. So
that's good news.
Just a little bit scary. I mean, they don't really know. The symptoms in children are a little bit different. So he wasn't showing all the signs and symptoms, but they tested him anyway, and all clear, so thank God.
Oh, that's good news.
We're all safe for the moment. So, yeah, back to homeschooling.
You
don't
love
want
that.
To talk about that.
You love that. You love that, I know. Is there any truth that you're thinking about you might become a teacher at the end of this?
Yeah, absolutely not. Never, ever, 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 ever in my life. And I take my hat off to all of them. I think they're brilliant.
We heard you're going to become a home tutor.
Yeah, absolutely not. No way.
Right.
Absolutely not.
All right, well, we better let you go. But, look, make sure you keep safe. And everyone else, and then you and the family, and to my family and Craig's family and everyone else in Victoria and especially Melbourne.
Stay safe.
Stay inside unless you have to go out, for God's
sake.
That's
right. Follow the rules and wear a mask.
Yeah, so we can get rid of this. We've got to try to eradicate this. Come on.
Yeah.
And of course, you guys are missing out badly on football. Well, I've got the Blues about to come over here. We're going to actually be able to watch them where you guys can't see anything, go there, any live. So you've got to get rid of that. So stay indoors, people.
Exactly.
Yes.
Do the right thing, Vicks.
Follow the rules.
Yeah. All right, Kate, you have a good weekend.
All right, boys.
Take care, Kate.
Thanks, Kate. See ya. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Craig, let's finish off that AFL news.
Okay, as I was just about to say, yesterday AFL boss Gil McLachlan announced that matches will be staged in Cairns. Three AFL Premiership games will be played at Cazaly's Stadium.
Cazaly.
Well,
Cazaly's.
Cazaly's, however you want to pronounce it.
Up there, Cazaly.
Yeah, and two clubs will relocate to Cairns temporarily with strict quarantine conditions. McLachlan said the clubs would be based there for roughly around about 3 to 4 weeks, but it was unclear who would be on the move. The AFL this week locked in the fixture from round 9 to 12, with the Cairns games expected to follow in the next block of rounds announced. The contract freeze is finally over, so and I hear that Levi and Murph are about to re-sign, which is good. Which is good for us.
Yep.
Players can now agree to sign contracts. We don't know the new salary cap or total player payment cap to date. However, expect some players to sign.
Craig's a bit ill today, so I'm not sure if I need to take this over. But anyway, what he's trying to say is we don't know what the salary cap is yet. We don't know what the total payments cap is at the moment. And until we have that, players probably won't know what they can get and what they can be signed. I've got a sick man in the studio. This is no good. Anyway, following on from that, the match review panel findings for round 7. Dustin Martin, Richmond, was charged with striking Luke McDonald, but was only given a $1,000 fine. Jaden Short from Richmond was also charged with misconduct against Jasper Pittard of North, was fined $750. Dylan Grimes, Richmond, was charged for striking Mason Wood of North, was a $1,000 fine. Jack Arts, Richmond, has been charged with striking Sean Higgins. He only got a $1,000 fine. Mitch McGovern was also charged for striking Kane Farrell, which I can't remember. He was given a $1,000 fine. Harley Bunnell of Melbourne was charged with striking Yegar Amira of Hawthorn, was given a $750 fine. Ben Stratton of Hawthorn had been charged with striking Sam Wiedemann. He got a $1,000 fine. And Oscar Allen, West Coast, was charged with striking Blake Akers of Fremantle, a $1,000 fine. So no suspensions, but lots of fines and lots more money to the coffers of the AFL.
Yes, look.
But you just relax for a minute and have a drink of water. On a sad note, former Richmond star Shane Tuck has tragically passed away at the age of 38. Tuck is the son of Hawthorn great Michael. Shane started his career at Hawthorn but did not play a senior game. He moved to the Tigers in 2004 and went on to have a wonderful 173 game to become a Richmond Life member. He retired at the end of 2013 and did have a short stint as a boxer in 2015. But Shane Tuck died on Monday morning. Our condolences to the Tuck family and the rest of the AFL community. Okay, following on now, we've got the Blues injury updates, Blues ins and outs. And are you okay at the moment, Craig? We're still okay? All right.
I'm alive,
I'll
mate.
I'll take this one too.
Thank you.
Just relax.
So, thank you.
So the ins and outs for round 8, well, there's no change for a second week in a row, which
is
a
good
thing for the Blues.
Consistency.
The emergencies today are Matthew Cotterill, Callum Moore, Sam Philp and Josh Honey. Our injuries are Charlie Kernos with the knee out for the season, Nick Newman knee out for the season, Brody Kemp knee out for the season, Matthew Creaser, foot 5 to 7 weeks. Caleb Marchbank, still 1 to 2 weeks. And Jack Silvani injured his knee in the practice game, and he's out for 1 to 2 weeks. Now, Liam Stocker left the hub in Queensland and returned home to Melbourne for personal reasons. And also, Matthew Creaser returned to Melbourne to better assist his rehabilitation from the foot surgery, and in particular, the ability to utilise the Alter G facilities at Icon Park. Both players may return to Queensland later in the season at an appropriate time, but we'll need to find out with that. Now, for you, Craig, Alter G facility means an anti-gravity treadmill, if you're not sure what that is.
Mate, I knew what that was.
Okay.
I've researched that.
Also, Thursday it was, Harry Mackay couldn't complete the training with the group due to the COVID-19 test, which wasn't received by the AFL. Coach David Teague confirmed this at his press conference yesterday, that he'd returned to the hotel and completed a training session. His results have since turned up and is all okay. Teague also addressed the rumour of a hamstring injury to Harry, which he dismissed.
Yes.
which was good because I saw that a bit on social media. Everyone's saying he'd done a hamstring.
There was him and Casbolt.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. So don't believe everything that goes on social media.
No.
Milestones, well, our great co-captain, Sam Doherty, plays his 100th game today, which is a long time in the making.
Yeah.
I hope you have a ripper, Sam. And there were some great docos and articles done with him on Simo and Cripper that said how good and how wonderful it was for him to play with him and the examples he sets, etc., etc.
Yep. True blue, Sam.
Also, Carlton CEO Kane Liddell sent an email to all members on Wednesday praising the passion and influence of Blues supporters base as the playing group prepares for a third relocation in as many months. It was announced that Carlton would move on to Perth, taking on Hawthorn, West Coast and Fremantle as part of a footy frenzy in August. Citing the need to be agile, flexible and open-minded, Liddell said the commitment of the club's players, coaches and staff had made the last few weeks possible, with promising results on the field to show for it. In an environment that changes by the day, we've adapted to every situation that's been thrown at us and have done our members proud with strong performances both on and off the field, Liddell said. Whilst we aren't yet clear what the final six rounds of the season will hold for our club, we expect to be returning to Queensland to complete the season after the three games in Perth. Ahead of the move to Western Australia, with attendances likely of 30,000, Liddell said the playing group was relishing the chance to be back out in front of the Navy Blue faithful. It was fantastic to finally see the Navy Blue back in the stands for our last two games. We see our members and supporters turn out in numbers, so no matter where we play proves just how big and passionate our supporter base is. Knowing how much support we have here in WA, it will be fantastic to see the Navy Blue faithful in full voice at Optus Stadium.
Can't wait.
Liddell also highlighted the importance of the club's commercial partners with the Hyundai to once again partner this Saturday's Back Our Baggers game. It's our way of saying thanks to each and every one of you for putting this club on your back and carrying us through 2020. He just wanted to reinforce how grateful the club was to have the support as of members. And he was saying that we are the reason we exist and our players can't wait to see the stands full for Carlton members again. Now, Craig, Back Our Baggers. I wasn't one of the lucky ones that got a call. Were you?
Well, I'm still waiting. I was hoping I'd get the call, but
all right.
Unfortunately,
now,
I didn't.
We've got about a minute, but I'll touch on this a bit later. But people keep trying to ask us about what's going on with ticketing and everything over here in the West. Look, unless you remember, I don't think you got any chance
got
of attending
no chance.
These games.
No.
Now, if you remember, the club has said we'll receive an email maybe Monday, Tuesday next week. It'll tell us what we need to do, where we need to go. Ticketmaster is the platform we need to go on.
Yep.
Because we're the home team against the Hawks, we will have first dibs. So everybody, get out there, get a ticket. Take your kids out of school early Friday. We want to see as many people at Optus Stadium as we can.
Yep.
We're not sure how many tickets you're allowed to get. There's rumours between six or eight, or we're not sure if you can only get your only member. Wait and see what comes out in that email. For the other two remaining games, look, West Coast have 30,000 members. We maybe get allocated 200 spots. Again, we're not sure.
Yeah.
But again, West Coast and Freo are going to have the first availability of tickets, so we're not sure what's going to happen there. I'll talk more about this in the second part of our segment. And also, too, if you want more information, please look at our Facebook page. But when we return, we will go and talk to our injured halfback flanker, Blues defender Nick Newman. Go Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official West Australian supporter group for the Carlton Football Club, established by Carlton in 1992. We regularly gather as one at the Empire in Lathlane to watch live games of the Mighty Blues. Here we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, WA Blue food and beverage specials, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. More information on the WA Blue schedule of events and supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook and Twitter. Go Blues.
Station sponsor.
Perth Window and Door Replacement Company remain your prestige conversions and replacement specialists since 1983. With an extensive range of products and services, they pride themselves on their ability to tailor solutions to your individual requests. Not just proud supporters of the Mighty Blues, they are respected members of the Australian Glass and Window Association, ready to serve you with the highest standards and integrity. So for your next sliding, bifold, French, awning, security screen, doors or windows. Trust only Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Station sponsor.
With over 20 years of experience, Laird Blair Buckingham, your master framer, helped make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you're looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast, friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. A display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2020 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers, Cannington. Come see us today.
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave. Print. Identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Your WA Blues are the official Carlton Football Club member network of Western Australia, established since 1992. In season 2020, we can't wait for our eventual return to the WA home of the Blue Baggers Empire, where we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, food and drink specials for the Baggers, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. Information on the WA Blues supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Go Blues!
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to 91.3 Sport FM's Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Blues and presented today by Chris and Craig. Now it's time to cross live to injured Blues backman Nick Newman. Good morning, Nick, and welcome to Breakfast with the Blues for the first time.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Too easy, Nick.
You, mate. Game day today in a couple of hours. I believe the weather up in Brisbane is not too kind and it's been raining. It's pretty wet. What's it like there at the minute?
Yeah, it's pretty miserable here at the moment, mate. Yeah, we're pretty lucky. The first sort of week and a half, 2 weeks, we had some beautiful weather, but the last couple of days, it's had a turn for the worse. And yeah, it's a bit rainy and overcast, but nothing the boys can't deal with, mate.
Excellent.
Yeah, Nick, how you going? Craig Bradford here.
G'day, Craig.
G'day, mate. How are you? We know you're injured, but with the conditions with COVID and so forth, are you allowed to go to the game? Can you sit in the box, or do you have to sit back in the motel in the hub and watch it on the telly like we do?
We were the first couple of weeks while we were in quarantine, we obviously weren't allowed to leave the hotel, so we just watched it, on the big screen at the hotel like everyone else at home.
Yep.
Since we've been out of quarantine, we've been lucky enough to go last week, and then we're just about to get on the bus to head to the game, mate, and we've got a corporate box that we sit in, so we're pretty lucky. We get a pretty good view of the game, mate.
Mate, any nice cool beers up there in that corporate box while you're up
there? No, unfortunately, it's not catered, mate. So bring our own drink bottles full of water. That's about it, mate. It's pretty boring up there compared to what it's normally like in a corporate box.
Fair enough. All right, mate. Let's go back to the start. You're a Frankston boy. And can you tell the listeners, how did you become a Swan?
My path was probably a little bit different to your so-called standard journey. And played a little bit at Stingrays, but didn't get picked up. And then, went to Frankston of AFL. I'm originally from down in Mount Martha, which is a couple of suburbs past Frankston.
Mate, beautiful, beautiful part of Melbourne.
It is. It's a beautiful part of the world. I was lucky to grow up there. So I played a couple of years at Frankston, and second year was lucky enough to get picked up by the Swans. I actually didn't speak to them that year. I spoke to them a couple of years earlier and didn't get picked up. And then, the year I got drafted, I didn't even speak to Sydney, so it was a little bit of a surprise, and was lucky enough to go in the rookie draft. And then, it happened pretty quick. I was shipped up the next morning at 10 a.m. and was into it, so I was very grateful for the opportunity they gave me, and my journey's been a little bit different to your norm, I guess, but I wouldn't have changed it for the world.
Good to hear.
That's interesting to hear. What actually triggered you to move back to Victoria? And did Carlton contact you first, or did you sort of put the feelers out that you wanted to move home?
Yeah, look, I was out of contract up in Sydney, and as you know, any good managers do, they you know, look at all your options. And,
yep.
My manager was no different, so I was out of contract and was coming towards the end of the year and wasn't entirely sure what the future looked like. So my manager was speaking to Sydney. He also spoke to a couple of clubs, and Carlton was one of those. Mickey Grester, who now works at Carlton, he was originally at Sydney when I got drafted there. So I had a bit of a connection there. And I was pretty happy to come home and be close to family. And my partner was living in Sydney, and she's from Melbourne as well. So it sort of made sense on a couple of different fronts. And we decided to make the move down. And it's been great. I've loved being home and close to family and friends. And the footy club's been great. And I think I came in at a really positive time for the club in terms of the trajectory we're on.
Yeah, I totally agree. Mate, you still keep in contact with any of the Sydney boys, and in particular, Tommy Papley?
Yeah, you're not the first. I don't think you'll be the last bloke to ask me that question. But, I'm still friends with a number of those guys. And, little Paps is one of my good mates. But, it's totally, his decision. And I'd love him to come to Carlton, but, he's got a lot of things to work through. But, throw in a cheeky little dig every now and again. It would look good in navy.
Everyone looks better in
navy blue, mate. We've been saying that for years. Looks better in navy blue.
He did try it on with the big Guernsey, and he looked pretty natural.
He looked good in that, He did look good back then.
He did.
Mate, when you come to the Blues, you debuted at the start of the 2018 season in front of about 80-odd thousand Carlton and Richmond supporters. That must have been a thrill and a bit of a different experience for yourself.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. I was lucky that I played in a few finals for Sydney, and I played in front of sort of 50,000, which is unbelievable. But to jump up to that sort of 85,000-90,000, especially my first game for Carlton, and I shared it with five or six other boys in terms of their first game. It was pretty special, and we're definitely missing the crowds this year, that's for sure. And for me being injured and being in rehab, I can't wait. Hopefully the next time I run out, it's that round one in front of 85,000-90,000. That'd be nice.
That'd be excellent. Mate, let's go back. Mate, you injure your elbow in round one, where you would have thought would have put you out for the season, but not this silly season, and you return for round two against the Demons.
Yes.
Mate, how was that? I mean, that was must. Well, let me lead on even from that. Then the shutdown because of COVID-19, so we can't play any games. What did you actually do in that downtime? Was it just rehab on the elbow, or was there any?
Pretty much. I obviously I dislocated my elbow in that round one game, and that was the third time I'd done it on that elbow. So it sort of made sense that I probably should go in and get it looked at, and I got a reco on it. And then that 8 weeks was literally just doing rehab and doing everything I possibly could so that I was ready to go for the round two game. So it was pretty unique. But in terms of that break, it worked perfectly for me for the elbow. In terms of the timing, it couldn't have worked any better. So that was a little bit of a positive for me. And I was feeling really good going into round two. And then fortunately the knee went, so I'm not tracking too well. I've had two surgeries for two games, so my strike rate hasn't been too good this year.
Not at all.
But, it's part of the game, unfortunately.
Yeah. How is the knee progressing, mate?
Yeah, it's really well. Going really well. I had a meeting with the surgeon a couple of days ago, and about 6 weeks, and he's really happy with it. So I've been on the bike the last couple of days, and it's all going to schedule at the moment. So, I'm just really looking forward to, the next little steps along the way and running, and then, hopefully you know, by December, January, I'll be back into it.
Do they? I see they sent Matty Cruiser back to use the Alta G facilities at the club.
Yeah.
Will you need to do that in time, or no, it's just going to be natural healing because of you're not going to look at playing till next year?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. You know, Cruz was at a period where it was beneficial for him to go back and use the Alta G machine. So he's gone back to do that for a couple of weeks. But, I won't be running for 5 or 6 weeks, so that's probably something we'll look at down the track, and we'll be back on the Gold Coast and out of ISO. So I should be able to find an Alta G machine here, hopefully, and stay up here with the group and the boys.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Look, it's been well documented that we've gone down the thing of with rebuilding and some of these young kids. It must be good to see some of these young kids actually starting to step up, like Samo, Harry, obviously Charlie's injured, but then we've got O'Brien who's struggling to get back in, young Jack. It must be pretty good place to be with these young kids coming through.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, the emergence of some of the young guys, and even someone like Weeders, who you feel like
has been there
in 12 years and played 200 games, but his emergence this year has been amazing. And, you know, the good thing at the moment is we've got a lot of guys in the reserves who are playing really good footy and, you know, have a lot of talent, but they just can't get in at the moment. So, you know, I think it's the first time we've been unchanged for 2 or 3 weeks in a row for a long time. So, you know, it's a really good sign.
Nick, talking about the young guys and the reserves, I hear you've been doing a little bit of coaching down there. What exactly have you been doing with them?
Yeah, I've been helping out with the defenders. So Daniel O'Keefe and Luke Power are the development coaches, and they've been doing a terrific job. And, they've been awesome to me. They've sort of thrown me in the deep end and allowed me to help out wherever possible. So I've been doing a bit of vision with the reserves defenders and helping them out on game day and during the week. So it's a real passion of mine, the coaching and the development side. So I've loved every minute of it. It's given me a bit of purpose while I'm up here, so I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, mate, just a quick one. You guys are out of ISO now in Queensland, and you're obviously, you can walk about and enjoy life, but then you've got to get on a plane. I'm not sure when it is. It's maybe Sunday or Monday. Come over to Perth, where our guys are, and you're going to be in ISO again for another 2 weeks. That must be a strain and must be mentally tough on the guys.
Oh, look, it is a little bit. We've really enjoyed the last week. Being out of isolation. We're heading back to Perth, or heading to Perth tonight. So
it's
bright sunshine here, mate.
Mate, just to let you know, it's
bright sunshine
here at the moment in Perth, so it'll be okay.
That's nice to know. That's nice to know.
Do you know exactly which part or where you're going to be staying? Not that I want to know exactly where you're staying, but you're at Joondalup, are you? They're going up there, okay.
Yeah, we're heading down ahead to Joondalup tomorrow, I think. So we'll be down there. And from all reports, it's lovely down there and great resort. And we'll sign.
Yeah, it's about 15, 20 minutes from the city,
Perth,
north. You'll probably be, I would assume, if they let you, maybe training on West Perth ground or something like that.
Sorry. It's funny that you mentioned Danny O'Keefe. I'm originally from Warrnambool in Victoria, where Danny grew up. How's he going as a coach? I know as a young kid, he played football with my son. He had huge talent. He was had bad knees and sort of ruined his career a bit. But very good football brain, Danny.
Yeah, he's done. Sorry, I'm just getting abused from the boys on the bus.
That's all right, mate. We'll wrap it up very shortly for you if you like.
You can put a few on if you want, if they want to jump in.
On the right, behind Kempy. sorry, guys.
No, you're right, mate.
Charlie Kerno, just on the bus, just for a change.
That's it. Mate, look, we'll let you go. We know, mate.
It's hard.
It's hard because you're on the bus. You're about to go to the ground. Look, all us. Perth WA supporters can't wait for your guys to get over here, because one thing you have over here is a massive
huge
supporter base.
Yeah.
And of course the game against Hawthorn, where we'll get first dibs at the tickets, which you'll see a lot of Carlton supporters. The next two games, not too sure, because West Coast has a massive following, and Freo, and they'll get first dibs on the tickets, but we'll still be there. So we can't wait for you guys to get over. We'll definitely welcome you. You'll hear us roar in the stands, because we're always there for you guys. And on behalf of the entire WA Blues community, mate, thanks very much for sharing some of your precious time with us today. And hope the Blues get up today, and go Blues.
Go Baggers.
No worries. Thanks, y'all.
Thanks, Nick. See you,
Thank
mate.
You. Bye.
Bye.
Nick Newman Craig.
Charlie Curnow.
Charlie Curnow, of course, doing stirring up things on, interfering on the bus. Look, what I touched, let me just go back. That was a great interview.
Yeah.
I know it was a quick last minute thing.
Yeah.
Mate, Dow defender, great. We miss him badly off the halfback flank this year. His toughness, his agility, the way he mauled that left foot.
Yeah, to be honest, when we got him, I just couldn't believe Sydney gave him away.
Totally agree.
But he was in and out of that Sydney side. I don't know why he didn't cement his spot. He's just...
Anyway, their loss.
Our gain, yeah, definitely.
I touched on just in the first segment, and I'll go back to when the Blues actually come over here. Now, I mentioned about the first game when we play Hawthorn on Friday at 3:40. Don't get me there. I'll go to that later. It's our home game, and as I said, Carlton members will get first opportunity to buy tickets. You will get the email from the club either Monday or Tuesday. It'll tell you what to do. You need to, go on to Ticketmaster, is it?
Ticketmaster, yep.
And you'll need your barcode of your membership, and you'll be able to buy tickets. Please, everyone, this is our chance to turn Optus Stadium navy blue. Hawthorn have a big following over here, but we have a massive following. So we want every Carlton member, even if, just get there. They'll open it to the members first. They won't sell it out, 30,000, but let's try and get as many as we can. Then they'll probably open it up to general public. If you're not a member, become a member. If you're not a member, buy a ticket. We implore you to go. There will be no pre-match function for that game because it starts at 3:40. However, we will be at the Camfield earlier if people just want to come in, have a mingle, talk Carlton, have a beer, whatever, before the game, before we go to Optus. Where we buy tickets, it's either going to be, I think it's sections 105 to the wing. I can't remember the number, three something on the wing.
I can't remember, yeah.
But I'm not sure, and I'm not sure how you're going to be able to buy tickets. So wait for that email to come out from the club. The West Coast game on the Sunday afternoon, as I mentioned earlier, they have over 70,000 members.
Yeah, good luck.
It's their home game. They will get first dibs at the tickets, and there's only 30,000 people allowed into Optus Stadium. Again, the club think there may be a small amount of allocated tickets to the Blues, but we're not sure. If there is, maybe 100 or 200. If there is, please, get on, go. We've got to at least support the guys. Again, no pre-match, after-match function. When we play Fremantle on the Saturday night, okay. Again, same as it's their home game, they'll get first dibs at the tickets, but hopefully we have an allocation. We are looking at doing a pre-match function at the Camfield. Keep an eye out on our Facebook page. Have a look. We'll have everything up there. So, I reiterate, please, Carlton members, WA members, get to the game on Friday. It's our one and only time, home game, Carlton play Hawthorn. Let's turn up the stadium navy blue. Yes, Craig?
Just with members, if you're not a member...
Become one,
because you go on there and you can get a long distance one.
Yes.
I think it's about $125.
Interstate member, yes.
Yeah.
And you will get access to these things.
And they'll let you pay it off over 12 months.
If you want to.
So it's $125. It's cheap. You're supporting the Navy Blues. And, yeah, go Baggers.
Thanks for that. All right. Well, it's time once again to go for a long break. And a few words from our sponsors. But when we return, we go to none other than our good mate, David the Hyphen Reese Jones, with the shirt front. Go Blues.
Your WA Blues are the official Carlton Football Club member network of Western Australia, established since 1992. In season 2020, we can't wait for our eventual return to the WA home of the Blue Baggers Empire, where we provide a fully inclusive, family-friendly environment with raffles, auctions, food and drink specials for the Baggers, but most importantly, watching the Mighty Blues live on the big screen. Information on the WA Blues supporter services can be found on our website, wablues.com, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter.
Go Blues.
With over 20 years of experience, Laird Blair Buckingham, your master framer, helped make your memories lasting ones with his framing expertise. An extensive range of products assures you will find what you're looking for at Master Picture Framers. Fast, friendly service and professional custom framing in all aspects answers all of your framing inquiries. A display of original artwork is always available in our showroom, and Blue Baggers displaying their 2020 membership card can receive a 20% discount on all framing. Master Picture Framers, Cannington. Come see us today.
Station sponsor.
We have been given the challenge to explain what Allmark, Perth's leading specialists in marking and identification, do in 30 seconds. Plaques, badges, laser cutting, stamps, workwear, trophies, promotional products, hats, caps, shirts, signage, engraving, stickers, screen printing, stencils, stubby holders, digital printing, honour boards, banners, awards, labels. Oh, who are we kidding? They can do any custom job we want. Allmark. Engrave. Print. Identify. Charles Street, North Perth.
Perth Window and Door Replacement Company remain your prestige conversions and replacement specialists since 1983. With an extensive range of products and services, they pride themselves on their ability to tailor solutions to your individual requests. Not just proud supporters of the Mighty Blues, they are respected members of the Australian Glass and Window Association, ready to serve you with the highest standards and integrity. So for your next sliding, bifold, French, awning, security screen, doors or windows, trust only Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Station sponsor.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous Old Dark Blues.
Welcome back. You're listening to Breakfast with the Blues, hosted by your WA Blues. It's time now to give a very warm welcome to our great mate here at Breakfast with the Blues, 1987 Norm Smith medalist, premiership hero, and the man who personifies everything that bleeding blue means. As we barrel shoulder first in the shirt front, I speak, of course, of none other than Mr. David Rees-Jones.
Jones plays. Oh, what a mark!
First time in my career I'd actually been given instructions to get out and whack someone.
He's been reported.
Rees-Jones just came in.
I'm glad I'm in Melbourne.
Good morning, David, and how are you today in is it sunny Melbourne down there, or?
Down.
Oh, that's not too bad, mate. Last week, we were a little bit stiff last week, mate. Close out that game. But, geez, the improvement in the guys is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, look, they took it up to the team with the best form in the competition, and, took them, the last kick of the day after the siren to beat us. So it just shows where we're going and where we're at the moment. And it's fantastic to watch. I mean, it's great to watch. And, we come up against the Roos today, and, it's a real danger game because, we're expected to win and perform well. And I think it was a year or two ago, we the Kangaroos are in horrible form, and we went down to Hobart and played them.
And they towed us up.
Absolutely smashed us.
Last year.
And, I think the big fella, Brown, he took us apart, so... I wouldn't be taking them lightly, but we're in very good form, and they've got a lot of players out too, so we should have a comfortable win today.
Just speaking of Ben Brown, do you think they'll send Jones to him, or would you put Weider
in? I think Jones is probably the best option to start with. There's a little bit of criticism last week about Jones.
That was going to be my next question, actually.
Yeah. So, staying on the big fella down there for too long, and maybe they should have made a switch. But, you've got to sort of be... Sometimes you just got to place a little bit of faith in your team and how you select it and your players. And, it can be a little bit disheartening if you're on a bloke and he's given you a little bit of a touch-up and you get dragged off him because... we've all got that competitive nature, and we want to get out there. And you can turn it around in half a game of football. Someone can be on top of you in the first half, and you can have a pretty good second half, and even the ledger. So, look, he's a man mountain, that guy anyway. And he was a brute out there, and he's going to be hard to stop in any game.
Well, that's what I was going to say next, because. On social media, I'm on a few different Carlton supporter groups on Facebook because I'm a passionate Blues man, but Teague come under a bit of a heat with some guys saying that, I know he should have chifted Jones off him, but end of the day, I just don't know if anyone else could have gone to him. Like, and I don't think Jones did that bad a job on him. The ball come to him pretty good on certain times.
Yeah, it certainly did. And you know, there are times when you play on that back line and, you know, if there's not too much pressure on upfield, you've got absolutely no hope. And you know, I mean, when you've got a bloke that size, you know, running, jumping at the ball and aggressive and that, you know, that's what I really want to see our forwards doing a bit more of, to be perfectly honest. But so look, today's another day and Ben Brown's a different type of player. He's a lot more mobile. He gets up the ground a bit more. So, you know, and I think Jones will get the first crack at him and Wiedering's been doing a great job. You know, that intercept mark across the back line this year, he's been able to nullify his opponents as well along the way. So, he's in good form and our back line's done a pretty good job, really.
Yeah, yeah. Totally agree. Pardon me. Mate, we moved the ball last week from half back so well against the Power to our forward line that it was, and the forward line was set up one-on-ones. North, if you look at North at the moment, and I know they've got some out, but they don't defend that good. And with our tools, we should be able to capitalise in that area, I think, today.
Yeah, you'd think so. You know, look, I think, you know, one of the keys today, I think they should really be doing it for Doc today, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Sam Doherty playing his 100th game. I mean, if you need any motivation, you're not going to get much more of that. We know his struggles and what's it been? I think this is his ninth season in the game, or might be his tenth season in the game, but, you know, to play 100 games. So it's taken a long time, but, he is just a terrific player. You realise how much we've missed him over the last 2 years in that back line. It's just he's the general back there and he's fantastic. So, if they can't do it for him, then... We've got some issues, I think.
I think, look, from what come out during the week from Cripper and Simo and the guys, I think, yeah, you're right. If they're not switched on in this day, they'll never be switched on. Yeah. Mate, in the past, North have normally monstered us with a very strong and big-bodied midfield with the likes of Higgins, Zeeble, Cunnington, etc. But today, both Cunnington and Zeeble are missing through injury. So hopefully that should make that area of the field more in our favour, you would think.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. I've spoken to a mate of mine up there today, and it is absolutely belting down up there. So expect some very wet conditions too, which means the ball will be on the ground. And that's where Cunnington and Zeeble are their balls. And they're going to be sadly missed. So, you know, there's no excuses in there anyway. And, you know, I mean, it's a bit of a shame. It's you know, going to be pretty wet up there.
Yeah.
But, you know, we should still be able to take advantage of that, you know, better midfield. You know, not often we can say that, you know, we've got a better midfield than the opposition and, you know, we should be able to take it right away from them. And we're starting to get a bit deeper in our midfield too. And that, I think that's another, you know, another real, real good thing for us.
I think it's good when you see that, that all of a sudden Zach Fisher can't come straight back into the team. Lockie O'Brien can't get a game. Paddy Dow can't get in. Like, I know they're young, but still, not in years gone by, Zach Fisher would be playing by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I'd personally have him in there because I like his pace. Yeah. You know, he's got that leg speed, and if he can get on the outside, he can really
hurt
opponents. And O'Brien a little bit the same, you know, on the wing and that, but... it just shows that, you know, I mean, it's been a long time. We've had players over the last probably 15, 20 years who've been gifted games.
Yes.
They haven't had to earn games.
Now they do.
And now they do. So, it's you know, it's changed that whole situation around.
It's funny you're talking about the midfield. Just going back to last week, one really good sign was Sam Walsh. Now, last week, especially that mark that he took running back in the back half where he had the big bodies coming at him, that was, I think that just shows that our depth is actually growing. And this kid's a gun.
He's a marvel. What he did last year is really unheard of, and will probably never happen again. You know, the amount of possessions and just the dominance of a you know, player coming in playing his first year. I mean, the kid Rowell this year looked like doing even better, but unfortunately he's going to be out for quite a while. But you know, what he racked up last year was unbelievable. And look, he started a little bit slower, and we do tend to have those second year blues, and you probably get a little bit more attention from the opposition than in your first year, but you've got to take that in your stride, really. And he's the sort of kid who does too. He just takes everything in his stride, and nothing's a challenge for him. But yeah, running back, that
mark was huge.
That was, you know, huge amount of courage, and you know, I think you know, our guys are, all of them are starting to put their bodies on the line for their teammates, and that's very important.
With that game from Sam last week, we hope our friend here, Kane Kardashian, may keep his mouth shut now and telling the Carlton supporters that we took the wrong man.
Took the wrong man.
Should have taken Connor Rosie. But I don't think so. Mate, look, Todd Goldstein has in the past had the ruck contest to himself against us, but big Mark Pitnett needs to have a big one today and at least nullify Goldie's effectiveness. Mark had a bit of a quiet one last week, but we can excuse him for that because he's been fantastic since he's taken over the ruck duties.
Oh, he's been terrific. Yeah, no, he has been a quality player, and you know it's a shame Cruiser's out, and he offers a lot in a different way of playing. But Pitnett's been all right, and it's not going to be a day for the big fellas anyway, I think, today. So he just needs to match Goldstein around the ground. Goldstein likes to push forward and kick goals too, so that's where he just needs to be on his toes and aware of that as well. But yeah, look, I think he'll, you know, I think the conditions will probably help him a lot today, and I don't think the big fellas will have a great amount of influence on the game.
You mentioned that about the rain. You said you spoke to a guy. We had Nick Newman on just before, and he said it had been raining.
Raining, yeah.
Do you think we're a bit too tall in the forward line with the three talls today because of the wet conditions?
No, I don't think so. No, and they've got to play smart. I mean, you, if you're a tall or a small in wet conditions, you just got to be smart about the way you play. You realise the ball's going to be... But the big fellas need to just make contest after contest after contest. And if they're doing that, they're really... they're not going to be taking as many marks, I suppose, as normal. But they are going to be able to compete. And you know, as the ball's coming in, you know, it's going to be in the air a fair bit.
Yeah.
And it's going to hit the deck a fair bit as well. So, you know, they just need to contest and hit the ball hard and play their role.
Yeah, totally agree. Mate, look, Jack Martin and Eddie Betts have been great inclusions to the team this year. Personally, myself, I'd like to see Jack Martin play a little bit more in the midfield. What are your thoughts?
I'd like to see him push through there every now and then as well. He's so dangerous, and he's just a, you know, he's you know, and a lot's been spoken about him. You know, as a young kid coming through, they said this kid was just going to be an absolute sensation. And you know, he sort of lost his way a little bit, but you can see at the moment he's a special type of player. And you know, once he's probably played, you know, 20 odd games with the guys, and you know, it takes a while to get used to everyone as well. You just don't you know, go into a team and you know, pick up everyone's traits and know what they're thinking, you know, and how they play, and it takes a while, and the other players towards him as well. So he's just going to get better and better, and he's going to be a quality footballer for Carlton for a long time with a bit of luck.
Yeah, totally agree.
Fingers crossed. Yeah, I just think with him up front with Eddie today, especially with the rain that's there, and Cunningham, hopefully they. I just like to see him a little bit more front and centre from the big guys making a contest.
Yeah, they're going to have to be today.
Yep.
Yeah, I think just sometimes we've lacked that front and centre guy.
Yeah, look, and Gibbons is another one too.
Oh, you forgot about him.
Down there too, and he really adds a bit as well. So
yeah,
they're going to get their chances today. You know, those small forwards are going to get plenty of chances, so they just need to be on their toes and work hard and get up the ground and work back and, as you say, hit the front of the packs. And as long as our big fellas are bashing and crashing and doing the heavy work, they should get a pretty good run today.
That's true.
Fingers crossed.
Mate, we're going to have to wrap it up there, Dave. But firstly, mate, you travelling all right down there in Melbourne with all this lockdown, and how's the family and the
how's
dog?
How's the dog?
Oh, yeah, it's a crazy life down here. I think we've got another 5 weeks or so of it. So yeah. You just get used to it at the moment. And look, you know, if it's going to help, you know, if it's going to help eradicate this this virus, then so be it. But let's hope this is the end of it anyway.
Yeah, I totally hope so too.
I'm sick of it.
As I've said earlier in the show, both Craig and myself have got family in Melbourne. I've got my parents and kids. I can't even come over there to visit them, so it's tough. And I keep saying, stay indoors.
I've got our grandkids up in Sydney. I'd love to go up and see them. You know, but it is what it is.
I had my granddaughter's birthday last week. Couldn't go see him.
All right, mate. Look. Take care. Once again, thanks for giving up your time.
Look, and thanks, a big Dave. Day and go Blues.
Yeah, go the Blue Boys.
Thanks, Dave. Take care.
Thanks,
mate.
David.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. David Rhys Jones there, everybody. He's always good. He's always excellent. He's always to the point.
Yes.
Well, listen, mate, let's go through. Have you got the remaining games?
Main game? Yes, I have.
Remaining games?
Yes, I certainly have.
You know what the first game is today?
Mate, I don't know idea what the first game is, but I think it's Kangaroos versus Blues at the Gabba.
Blues.
SCG Swans versus Hawks. Hawks. Power versus Saints. Power. Crows versus the Bombers. Crows, because I hate the Bombers. Your tip?
Crows. I hate the Bombers.
Yeah, sorry. Eagles versus the Pies tomorrow.
Eagles.
Tomorrow also we got Demons versus Lions. Lions.
Hang on. We've had a late scratching, because Callum Moore is going to make his debut for the Blues, and Harry McKay's out. So there you heard it first. Harry McKay will not take his part in the side, and Callum Moore will become player number 1214 to make his debut this afternoon. Go, Craig.
Okay, Demons versus Lions.
Lions.
Dockers versus Cats.
Dockers. Okay. Harry's, all right, now look.
Harry's hamstring.
I'm going to give a very quick... It's my turn for the weekly whack, so here we go. My whack this week goes to the AFL, and in particular to whoever is responsible for the upcoming fixture. Now, first, I'm very grateful that the AFL has fixtured my beloved Blues to play the next three games over here in Perth, where the WA Blues faithful will never in our lifetime have the opportunity to see them play in Perth 3 weeks in a row. Having said that, the Muppet at AFL House in charge of fixturing has decided to have the Blues play Hawthorn, first scheduled for next Thursday, with a starting time at 3:40 p.m. Western Standard Time. Then they changed the day from Thursday to Friday, but kept it at the original time of 3:40 p.m. Western Standard Time. What time is that to start a game over here in Perth? Do we not have jobs? Do we not have children we have to pick up from school? And to make matters worse, the Muppet has scheduled a game after us between Essendon and Brisbane. Would it not make more sense to have the Essendon-Brisbane game at Metricon Stadium starting at 3:40 Western Standard Time, which is 5:40 Eastern Standard Time, and our game against the Hawks starting at 6:10 Western Standard Time? Now, call me stupid, but even blind Freddie could see that the two games' starting time should be reversed. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to spot the error. They had a chance to change it, but no, the AFL Muppet Brigade have in their wisdom thought that the timing is right. Well, AFL fixturing Muppet, how can you get it so wrong when it could have been so easily right? Take a hard look at yourself, AFL, and the next time when fixturing games starting times, take a look. Take into account people's lives and time zones. That's my whack. Anyway...
Mate, well said.
Well said. Well, that's all we've got time for on Breakfast with the Blues. I'm glad I could give you that late-breaking news. Remember, keep an eye on the WA Blues Facebook page for everything you need for the upcoming games. And there she is. She's singing to us, so we must leave and we must get out. And as we always say on this show, Craig...
Go Blues.
Go the Baggers.
And they will know that they've been playing against the famous old dark Blues.